Coming up next is Ask Sarah.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel.
Welcome to Ask Sarah, and this week we're going to be talking about the synchronicity of new beginnings. I have had an increment 6-year journey starting in 94. 94 is when my life completely and utterly changed and set me on a new path. 2000 became my next chapter, 2006, and 2012. I'm already 2 years into this new cycle. But numerology and life chart and everything else has said at the present moment that I am exactly where I need to be, doing exactly what I'm meant to be doing, and I am completely and utterly on my right path. Our right path is our life's journey. We're always on our right path as long as we're moving forward. It's just when everything comes together so utterly perfectly and is so well aligned that you start kind of hearing the symphony of life. Up until then, we're playing this instrument or that instrument, tap dancing here and little jig there, and everything is kind of a life's lesson. We're accumulating knowledge. We're accumulating self-understanding, purpose. We're embracing. We're enveloping. We are totally absorbing everything that's going on around us. And we're also facing some challenges and obstacles along the way. And sometimes we feel that this is slowing us down, where in actual fact, it's part of the process. I am delighted at this time of my life to have all my synchronicity in the right place. This year in October turns my big 6-0, my third chapter of my life. I had a goal by 60 to be at a certain place. It wasn't I had to have this business in place or that in place. It was a state of being I wanted to be in. Self-sustainable. Be able to afford my retirement, not that I intend to retire, but just be able to afford a lifestyle and not worry about the tomorrows. To be doing what I love doing, for it to stand for something and be working, to have all those dreams and passions and convictions aligned together in harmony that are growing, constantly growing. I've been seeding for a long time, but it wasn't just one field I had to seed. I had to seed a few acres, but with different seeds. And now all of those seeds are coming in full growth at the same time. And that synchronicity is absolutely beautiful. Does that mean I've been a patient person? No. Patience? It's funny. Some people would say I'm incredibly patient for the things that I've had to do through my life. And then some people would say I'm impatient, that I'm always wanting to take some quick fixes. It really depends what I'm doing. I have the ability to see things ahead of time. I see possibilities and I know the full gamut of what they possibly can do. And if I can't see the full picture, then it's not a picture I can embrace. Once I can see these are its possibilities, it can take this avenue, this avenue, this avenue, this avenue, I know that it's got so many different avenues that no matter which path I take, there's always some growth there. There's always some benefit there. There's always some possibility that it can develop into what it's meant to be. What's meant to be is that life's journey. It will become organically what it is meant to be. But if I can't see those possibilities, I can't take that journey. I can't put that step forward. In the last few years, especially the last 6, have been, well, I would say the last 8, have been very, very difficult. I would say a great deal of falling and having to get back up, a lot of dead ends, a lot of redirects, a lot of challenges along the way. It's been quite interesting. But despite kind of a little bit wear and tear, which I know I will get over, the things that I've had to accomplish and overcome and face the challenges of is certainly not a path I would have chosen for myself, but it's been a very, very interesting path. And I've learned things about myself that I never knew I could do that I never gave myself the credit in being able to do. And the times that I've fallen and had to get back up, that I've had the strength and the tenacity to do so. It is also very, very important, the people that you gather on this journey. I have a destination, and that destination is to have a state of being, a state of accomplishment, a state of usefulness and purpose, of growth, of seeding, of things that are moving forward, and a place of peace and sanctuary within myself in the process of what I'm doing. In other words, no stress, no worry, I'm in zone, everything is working perfectly. And for me, that goal is within 6-7 months. All I've put out to the universe is that these are the things that I believe in, my philosophy, and this is what I want to do with it. This is the time frame I want to do it in. Show me the avenues that I need to take in order to get there. So for me, there's a lot of diverting off on some side streets. And why do I do that? Because I'm gathering people. I'm quintessentially knocking on those doors. And I'm finding those people that are part of this collaboration, part of this synchronicity, part of this philosophy. In other words, a part of this life fractal. There's going to be a lot more coming to you about the life fractal and your game of golf in life, the genetic, organic life fractal, and what it means to you and how it can help you. You could be a genetic thinker, which means you do like the structure, the linear, the building blocks, the compartmentalization, and it's the organic side that is completely free thinking, free flowing, and without restraints. Obviously, I'm very, very organic, and my challenge has always been that genetic side. So what do I do? If genetic is my weakness, I need to gather genetic people or genetic organic people along the way that understand my organics and know how to structure it. I'm not meant to be genetic, just understand the needs and the people that can fulfill them. And for a genetic, they may not be able to be organic, but they understand what the organic dream is and know how to structure it. So complementary, so yin-yang, so beneficial. Now it's taking that purpose and that dream and fractalizing it in a way that's complementary, that is always forever building, following the DNA sequence that is perpetually building something very strong, very firm, very collaborative, very cohesive into something that everybody has a growth in. As I said, more to come on that. But what it does mean is that I'm truly and utterly living my life fractal right now. I'm aligning with people that are like-minded in the sense of philosophy, but different perspectives in the understanding on how to get there. The radio station itself brings to you all these wonderful people. We all are a believer of love of self, in the good vibrations going out to the world, in the empowerment of the individual to empower the community, to empower the global village. We all believe in that philosophy, but we may come about in teaching or guiding or healing it in a different way. So this is the diversity that I have on this radio station. All of these people bringing their own spices, their own herbs, their own ingredients to the table. And we are creating a feast that will feed the many. And have you explore different tastes, different recipes, different philosophies along the way that will help you embrace your purpose in life. Yeah, I'm exactly where I'm meant to be right now. And the funny thing is that this past week I moved. And I moved into a really nice house in a very nice area. And I moved out of a dark space, literally a dark space. And in doing so, I kind of left that darkness of my whole life behind and I've embraced the light. This house is bright, it's embracing, it's inviting, and it's whole, and it's sunny, and it's just everything about it is right. And in going to this new home, it's a raise of elevation, not just in structure of house, but in spirit, in a gratitude that I'm on the right track, that all that cohesiveness has come together, and that now this house is a springboard to that next level. So I look at my whole plan, my whole numerology, all words and everything around me, everything that is in sync, and everything tells me the endings have happened and the new beginnings are in place and that everything is perfectly aligned for me to be there. As I said, the Life Fractal is one of those programs that's going to help you understand where you are in your life and where you need to go in order to get to that space, that synchronicity. That is to come. Very, very shortly, that is to come. And the radio station and the Unity nonprofit organization is a part of that. So I'm in the right space. I'm the conductor in an orchestra of a symphony of music that is coming together that is so harmonious, and that as each host comes on, we are going to create better and more beautiful and more harmonious music that will inspire you to move forward. I have to be honest, the actual moving process is not something I enjoy. Who likes packing up and hauling and figuring where everything is going to go? And I'm spending every night sleepless as I'm putting this piece of furniture mentally here and there. And what am I going to do with this piece of furniture? And can I do this? And can I do that? And is the feng shui, is the energy good? Is the flow good? And then, of course, I start entertaining in it. Now, if I have a party, how many people can I get in? What about this? What about that? Sorry, that's just the way my mind works. And it doesn't shut off. And it won't do that until I'm fully immersed in this new place. Physically, of course, I'm going to be absolutely exhausted. So you may hear a very battered woman in the next couple of shows. But, you know, I am so happy to be moving. It's so right at this time. If I hadn't been able to move at this time, it would have been out of sync. The perfect place, the perfect time. It's also the Chinese New Year. For me, Chinese New Year is always that second chance New Year. And if you listened to last week's show, which remember you can find on our Sara genre, and you can hear the show at any time you want, it was all about the Chinese New Year signs and what we're in for in this year of the horse, which is my year. We have a lot of fiery things that are going to happen in this year. Apparently there isn't any water around, so we've got to make sure we keep that fire contained. But we can use this fire very, very mindfully into something that really kind of excites and generates and builds and wakes people up and kind of builds the fire in the belly. And so it can be a year, as long as we keep it contained and not out of control, not burning out of control, to ignite these wonderful possibilities and alignments and synchronicities that are happening right now. So, moving aside, new home, new year, new my time, the synchronicity of everything come my time, and everything in the universe saying, yes, you're in the right place, you're on the right journey, and we are now with you and making sure that everything happens to you that is meant to happen in order for that growth to happen. So if you're at a stage in your life where you feel, well, every time I take this road, it just redirects me or is a dead end, it only means that you were meant to go down there to gather in some information. If it means you have to turn around and come back up, that's okay. What did you learn in that time that is worth carrying forward? The interesting thing is that you may have learnt something and you put it aside, only to find, a little further down your journey, that that information now becomes prevalent to where you are, to what you need to know. It's the same with the people that you gather. Burn no bridges. Keep everybody's contact. Somewhere along the line, you're going to be in need of a person who can do this or do that. Ah, I met that person a few months back. I must be in contact with them because they are what I need or who I need right now. This is the thing about your journey. It isn't about who's all around you at that moment and how they serve you. It's about the gathering the people that's serving your purpose. And the purpose of your journey is to learn until you get to a certain central point where it all can come together, and that's part of your destination. It doesn't mean you're at the end of your journey. It just means that particular dish, that particular chapter, that particular time period of your life has come to a crescendo of information. And you may stay in that area for a little while everything is happening, and then you know new growth is needed, a new path is needed, and you springboard off to another path. Doesn't mean you have to move every time. It doesn't mean you have to move out of your comfort. It just means that if you're not willing to constantly grow or have growth in your chosen business or chosen lifestyle, you will stagnate, wither up, and die. There always has to be the movement or flow. But we're allowed those moments where everything comes together, where that musical symphony is just perfect. That symphony is written. It's there for everyone to hear and benefit from. You're not going to write another symphony. But you're in such vibration and spirit of the last symphony, you're going to use a lot of those same players because you know them, they knew you. But you bring in some new musicians, some new artisans, and maybe this next symphony will be more visual. Maybe there'll be some other thing that you'll do about it. That's where the growth comes in. Once an infinite chapter is done, one book is finished, there's a new book to start, and it's just always continuing on. Less work each time because you've already got the people, they already believe in you, they're already benefiting from that symphony, and they're there to work with you on the next one. So, are you truly walking your right path? Does your gut, just around your navel, which is your soul, the intuition, is it really telling you, yes, you're on the right track? Is your heart in it, or does it feel like something's pulling you back? Is your spirit so into action that you are ready to move forward in understanding of what you're really there to do, or that it feels right in following this path? If you feel your gut is indecisive, your heart isn't in it, and your spirit just wants to get into action for the sake of it, but it doesn't know what to do, stop, regroup, take a deep breath, pay attention to the signs around you. Because maybe that's not the direction that you need to go in. The ideas may be great, and they may look fantastic on paper, but maybe the way you want to do it is wrong. Or maybe the way you want to do it is right, but with something or someone else. Stop and listen to the signs. The only way you're going to know which way to move forward is when you learn to stop and tune in. It could be through meditation. It could be for simply going for a walk. It could be stop at a coffee bar and have a conversation with someone. But the point is, you need to step out of that mindset where you're in right now and you're going to divert yourself into something else, and the answers you seek will come. They always come in a different way. So, what are you going to do with your journey right now? I know I'm dancing in mine. I am feeling light and free and wonderful and positive about the future, because finally, as I said, my symphony is almost at that point of ready to be delivered. What symphony are you writing? What book are you writing? What story are you telling to the world? Have you come across that obstacle, that blockage? What are you going to do about it? Are you going to sit there and look at it and go, well, there's a barrier in front of me? Are you going to go over it, go around it? Are you going to drill through it? What are you going to do to move forward? Piece of advice, get out of your head. When you stay purely in your head all the time and you do not ignite heart, spirit and soul, you are going to be like a little hamster on a treadmill over and over and over again, perpetually going round in circle with that same information being rehashed day in and day out, not coming to a conclusion. Only when you get out of your head and you listen to the information of your soul and your heart will your spirit and your mind know what to do. We have to accept our endings in order to understand our new beginnings. And we cannot rush things until we follow that path of our time. How do you discover what time is? Well, the genetic side is you can have your birth chart done to find out where you're a generator, a manifester, a manifesting generator, or a projector. This way you actually understand what you are here to do. If you're a projector, if you're a generator, you have an understanding of what that means. Again, more of that to come. Now you actually understand, again, with assessment program, what your personality is. Mixed with your either generator, projector, whatever, understanding what your personality is, now you understand how to use your personality in a way that's going to serve what you're here for. Now you're going to understand how to fractalize, which means align with people. They're going to help you because you're in symphony, in synchronicity with each other. So you're going to complement each other into being something cohesive that is going to grow compatibly. So these are the things that you can take. You can find what your numbers are. What year are you in? Is the year of your cycle? If you want to find out what your personal year is, add these numbers. Take the year you were born, and the month, and the day you were born, and add up all those numbers. The 19 equals a 10. Add the next two numbers together. What have you got? Add your birth number and your month number. Take that number, and maybe it might be, I don't know, 56 or 63. Add those two numbers together, the 6 and the 3. Then you are the year of the 9. That's the year you were born in. And there's a lot of numerology that you can look up on Choose Positive Living. Actually, it's choosepositiveliving.com. You will actually see some numerology on there as well. You can find out what your Chinese year sign is, and that will dictate a lot to do with your personality and how you see life as well. In understanding where you are, what your number is, again, you've got some comprehension who you are and how you're meant to work in life. So there's all these things out there. They're all part of the structures. Bottom line is, absolutely everything we are, we do, and we're meant to do is based down in numbers, based down in a form of a matrix, a formation, a mandala, that allows us to understand our structure, our comprehensive structure of who we are. And there is always the basic four with an element of a five. The element of a five is very, very rare. So it isn't in a common reference to everyday life, but there's always that potential of that fifth element. Otherwise, we work on the four. Four is that number in everything we do, the personality, the numerology, the fractalization, birth chart characterization. When we look at it mathematically and we map it out, we see that beautiful entwinement of synchronicity, of that geneticness that runs through our body. So all we're doing when we're studying all of this is just understanding the whole of us, not just one aspect of us. We are not one-dimensional people. We are not flat. We are not linear. We're 3D, we're 4D. We have so many different dimensions there. When we learn to understand what they are, we truly then learn to embrace who we are, why we are, and what we're doing. Also, the how to do it. My life's work has been gathering this information into comprehension of myself so I can help people understand who they are and what they're meant to do. The purpose of the PLV radio station is to bring those people with all that wonderful diversity, like Susan Turnbull on Intuitive Beliefs. She is in the human chart. She also discovers your beliefs and what's holding you back and how to reprogram your beliefs. Then understanding that human chart, we actually understand that generator, projector, manifestor, manifesting generator, and what we are, and that particular aspect, that particular dimension of who we are. I feel more whole today than I have in my whole life, more understanding of who, why, and what I'm here for. And part of that journey of discovering who I am is everything that I've been learning up to this point, and now in putting it together as that whole fractal, my whole symphony, and coming to not a conclusion, because I'm not at the conclusion yet, but I'm at that point where everything has come together and we're forming this symphony, that the conclusion is near. Conclusion of this chapter in my life and the embracement of a new one. But in this embracement of a new one doesn't mean I start from scratch. It's I take this entire information with me on the how. I don't even need to ask the why, but on the how. And I just simply apply it to whatever new chapter is there in front of me, to whatever I'm meant to do next. New beginnings, they're absolutely wonderful. When that synchronicity all comes together, where everything is perfectly aligned and those green lights are everywhere, it is truly and utterly wonderful. I'm at my green light right now. I'm moving forward. My gears are going through the shift. I'm getting up into that fourth and that fifth gear. And then I will reach that particular destination. And I will enjoy the party at the end of it for a while before I discover what my next chapter is going to be. So take a good look at your life. Understand what all of these things mean to you. Have a better understanding of who you are. You will find yourself so much more forgiving, understanding, and be more compassionate about humanity around you when you have an understanding of that diversity and the diversity within you. Assumption and judgment and hate and fear comes from that lack of comprehension of the whole, of only seeing things from one aspect, from one dimension. When we turn it around and look at it from all sides and we have that comprehension, we become less judgmental because we've become more understanding. We become more compassionate because we've become more understanding. We become more forgiving because we have more understanding. And we become more enabling because we have more understanding. So don't be afraid to take your path. Don't be afraid to make those mistakes, because they're not mistakes. They're just redirections. They're just telling you that's not working. Please take the time to step out and, quote, smell the roses. Get out there and have some fun. That's one of the things I did sacrifice along in my journey. I stopped having fun. I stopped having fun in every aspect of my life. And I got pulled down into this duty of serving. And I lost the joy and I lost the fun of it. When I started bringing that back into the equation, that fun and that vibration and that joy just started elevating. And everything I did became joyful. Not work, not sacrifice, not serving, just pure joy and sharing that vibration that now became far more purposeful and comprehensive for everybody else and so much more fun for me. It is important to take that time for yourself to regroup, to learn to listen to the cosmos messages, to learn to see the signs that are all around you. Every time you have a problem, simply ask the universe, now get out of the way and let the universe answer you. Yeah, I know that's a hard one. You're in your head. Get out of your head. Get out, get out, get out. Ignite the heart, ignite the soul. Let the spirit be a part of it. It will tell your mind what you need to know at the time you need to know it. Pay attention to the people around you, those strangers that you meet in unusual places, for they may impart a piece of wisdom that's a part of your puzzle that you're missing. We never know. We never know. And we won't know if we're not willing to be open. You could sit at a coffee bar and strike a conversation with someone. You could be talking about where you're at in your life, maybe the obstacle that is there. And that person may turn around and say, you know, I was there. And this is what I did to get out of it. It's not telling you to do it that way. But what it's telling you is that he did it that way. What if you actually apply some of those strategies to your own journey and see if it helps you? We learn best from other people. We learn best from the people that have done it before us. The whys, the hows, the impacts that it makes, the whats, the wheres. We learn from other people. They are our manual. Not always a self-help book and now the next chapter do this and do that. Those are guides. They're guidebooks. They're not quote Bibles. They're not for every single word to be taken seriously. You read them and you inject your own understanding. You take what you can from them and you apply it to your own comprehension. And you follow that path. They're purely there to give you some information that you may have missed. You take that information and you apply it organically and authentically to your own. You do not do it by numbers. There is no one book out there that is absolutely perfect for you to follow every single step. Doing it their way without any personal interaction or adaption or adoption from yourself. If you want to be authentic, find that knowledge within you, because that's what that knowledge is there for, to open up to the answers that are within you and to apply them to your life. So, every day can be a new beginning, even if you are coming to an end of a journey. What you're going to be doing today is ending some aspect of that journey. And in doing that, you're opening up to some aspect of a new beginning. Sometimes those endings can be really hard and very traumatic. You might be ending a relationship, ending a job, ending a long illness, ending a long painful journey. But you know what? It's an ending. What does that mean? A new beginning. And that new beginning is waiting for you. But it cannot embrace you until your endings have happened. It cannot envelop you until you have signed off on your last chapter, that full stop with the end. And you have to bring the story to an end, take a deep breath, cleanse yourself of it, and then start your new chapter. So, where are you? Are you at an ending? Are you in the middle? Are you at the beginning? Take a good long hard look. Feel your way. Trust feelings. Don't always go with your thoughts. Life is wonderful when you're willing to constantly move forward, go with the flow, to listen to the universe, to embrace everything that comes to you, to be grateful for the fact that you can feel life, that you're living life, that you are having these experiences, and that constantly be rising up your elevation, rising up your vibration, believing that you can, believing that you can, and believing that you will. So, from my new beginnings to yours. See you next week, folks.
Thank you for tuning in to PLV Radio. We hope that our programming has inspired you.
please feel free to visit the website to find past shows and schedules. Find your favorite hosts, leave comments about your experience, and share ideas for future shows. Don't forget to visit us on your favorite social media websites, which you will find links to at plv-radio.com. Listen with your friends and share the inspiration.